Holly with KQNK. Today is Friday, December 23rd. Currently with fair skies, it is minus 3 degrees. The humidity is 53%. The wind speed is west at 13 with gusts to 23 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.55. The dew point is minus 16 degrees and the current wind chill is minus 22 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
The Liberal Police Department is implementing the emergency accident reporting due to weather and road conditions. The Liberal Police Department is implementing the emergency accident reporting due to weather and road conditions. J.P. Bizet has more.
The following accidents will be the only ones taken at this time. Injury or fatality accidents, accidents or incidents involving disabled vehicles in the roadway, and accidents involving suspected impaired drivers. Individuals reporting other type accidents will be advised to exchange driver information. Both drivers are encouraged to come together to the Liberal PD within 48 hours to file the accident report. It will remain in effect until driving conditions improve.
An Ottawa, Kansas man is pleading guilty to charges in a Lawrence rape case. Court officials say 22-year-old Ernest F. Ingram pleaded guilty to charges of rape and giving alcohol to a minor for his role in incidents dating back to September 2021. Prosecutors say he raped an individual under the age of 18 who was incapable of giving consent. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Steel outdoor power tools may be hard to wrap, but once they get opened, you'll see why Steel is so easy to give. Find the right gift this year with battery power made by Steel. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, our AK homeowner system of battery tools starts at just $199.99. Shop now by visiting your local Steel dealer or going to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP available for participating dealers while supplies last.
New federal guidelines have nearly doubled the number of Americans eligible for lung cancer screening. Insurance companies are required to cover these tests for those ages 50 to 80 who currently smoke or used to smoke. Along with new treatments, lung cancer screening saves lives. If you are 50 to 80 years old and smoke or used to smoke, talk to your doctor about lung cancer screening. For more information and to find a screening center near you, visit the National Lung Cancer Roundtable at nlcrt.com.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Thursday, Governor Kelly announced that Kansas has received nearly $5.7 million to expand broadband access, adoption, and affordability from the U.S. Department of Commerce, National Telecommunications and Information Administration, or NTIA, office. And Governor Kelly said communities across Kansas have enormous potential for a new chapter of innovation and success, and this funding will propel the state forward, accelerating their efforts to ensure all Kansans can fully participate in the digital world. The funds are part of the designated $65 billion as outlined in the Federal Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act passed in 2021, dubbed the Internet for All Initiative, which will bridge the digital divide in Kansas and ensure rural areas have the services they need to access telehealth, education, and jobs. The Kansas Department of Commerce's Office of Broadband Development will use these funds in a variety of ways. Almost $5 million will be used to deploy the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program that is part of the Internet for All Initiative, and the remaining $692,000 will be used to deploy the first phase of the NTIA's Digital Equity Act. The Office of Broadband Development will engage with stakeholders across Kansas to develop both a five-year action plan and a statewide digital equity plan, which will provide direction and measures to assist in deployment of high-speed, affordable, and reliable Internet to all Kansans. And both plans will be submitted to the NTIA by August of 2023. The office will also hold events at 25 to 30 locations around the state beginning in January, and special attention will be paid to groups and communities that are disproportionately impacted by digital inequity. These groups include low-income households, aging populations, people with disabilities or language barriers, racial and ethnic minorities, rural inhabitants, incarcerated individuals, and veterans. For more information, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. driving while impaired can be a deadly decision, and that's why the Kansas Department of Transportation and law enforcement agencies across the state want to remind all drivers to drive sober or get pulled over this holiday season. Enforcement on this law occurs all year long, but officers will be especially focused now to January 1st to remove impaired drivers from Kansas roads. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, there were 18 people killed and more than 700 injured from over 2,000 crashes during December 16th of 2021 to January 1st of 2022. And in addition, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reported that across the United States, one person was killed in an impaired driving crash every 45 minutes in 2020. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said the holidays are a special time of year and they want everyone to safely enjoy the season. So this enforcement period will allow them to get the message out that impaired driving is illegal and it takes lives. Those caught driving impaired could face jail time, lose their driver's license and or vehicle, and pay up to $10,000 in attorney's fees, fines, higher insurance rates, and lost wages. There are safe alternatives to driving impaired. Designate a sober driver, use a ride service, call a taxi or a sober friend, or stay home if your plans include drinking. Take the keys away and make a plan to get friends home safely, and contact local law enforcement if you see a suspected impaired driver. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is funded by federal traffic safety funds administered by the Kansas Department of Transportation. And for more information on traveling safely this holiday season, you can visit ktsro.org. The Guided First Day Hike is a part of a program sponsored by America's State Parks, and the First Day Hikes offer individuals and families an opportunity to begin the new year connecting with the outdoors by taking a healthy hike on New Year's Day at a state park. First Day Hikes offer a great way to get outside, exercise, enjoy nature, and welcome the new year with friends and family. And there are hundreds of scheduled First Day Hikes across the United States, including Prairie Dog State Park on Sunday, January 1st, 2023 at 10 a.m. at the Steve Mathis Nature Trail, and hikers will meet at the trailhead. Hikers are told to bring appropriate clothing and shoes and water. The trail is easy in difficulty and 1.4 miles in length. The first 1,000 feet of the nature trail is paved concrete, and the remaining 6,300 feet of trail is gravel. And along the trail, there will be a story walk book, as well as a few wildlife information signs. The hike is pet-friendly, however, they must be on a leash. For updated information, you could check the park's Facebook page, Prairie Dog State Park, or call Prairie Dog State Park's office at 785-877-2953. More information about the First Day Hike program and other hikes around the United States can be found at stateparks.org. In Nebraska news, Governor Pete Ricketts is hoping to streamline more health care workers into their fields with a new executive order that suspends several statutes, allowing health care professionals to get to work while they await approval of their licenses. More professionals are eligible for a time-limited provisional license under the new executive order, and it covers professions in chiropractic, alcohol and drug counseling, and speech-language pathology, among several others. And one-on-one training for licensure has also been put off, allowing more options for remote training. The governor's office said the changes will help the state's healthcare system more readily serve Nebraskans. The executive order lasts through June 30th. However, the Department for Health and Human Services plans to work with the legislature next year to write the changes into law. Ricketts, in collaboration with Governor-elect Jim Pillen, issued the executive order on Wednesday, and the complete details of the executive order can be read on the governor's website. According to the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services officials, a reception and treatment center staff member was punched in the head by an inmate while in the pantry office at a Lincoln prison and seriously injured on Tuesday. According to officials, the staff member then used pepper spray and accidentally hit another worker, though eventually staff members got the inmate out of the pantry and detained him. The staff member was taken to a local hospital to be treated for their injuries, and the inmate and the other worker were not injured but had to be treated for their exposure to the pepper spray. Officials have since begun an investigation into the assault, and investigators will provide their findings to the county attorney to determine if criminal prosecution is needed. The Department of Correctional Services said the inmate will face sanctions, which include a loss of good time. Correction officers deem a serious injury as one that requires urgent and immediate medical treatment and restricts the person's usual activity. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The American Red Cross urges blood donors to give to help fight the potential impact of seasonal illnesses and a potentially severe flu season on the blood supply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicts a serious spread of the flu this year and is already reporting cases in several states. When seasonal illnesses increase, the number of healthy donors tends to decrease, leaving the Red Cross blood supply vulnerable to a potential shortage over the holidays. Paired with busy holiday schedules and adverse weather, seasonal illnesses make it harder to collect the blood hospital patients require this winter. So donors, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, can help bolster the blood supply by making an appointment to give in the coming weeks. There's no waiting period to donate blood after receiving a flu shot, and you can schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. There is an upcoming blood donation opportunity in Norton on Tuesday, January 3rd at the Norton County Hospital, 102 East Holm Street, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. According to unofficial minutes of the Wednesday, December 21st, Norton City Council meeting, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, and Robert Bowman, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the December 7, 2022 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. There were three building permits presented for approval. Assistant Chief of Police Jay Sharp announced that the Norton Police Department has received the FBI LEADA Agency Trilogy Award, and Jay stated that they were the fifth agency in the state of Kansas to receive this award. And Mayor Jones wished everyone a Merry Christmas. City Attorney Abigail Horn presented a resolution declaring the city's boundary line as required by state statute. So a motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to adopt Resolution 29-2022, which is a resolution establishing the boundary lines at the city limits of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Norton's Chief of Police, Gerald Cullumber, expressed his pride for the agency and the officers. He stated that for an agency of their size, receiving the FBI LEADA Trilogy Award is a huge accomplishment. City Administrator James Maru gave a status update on the Water Plant Filter No. 3 project. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Andrew Black to give the City of Norton employees Friday, December 30th off, and the motion carried. A motion was then made by Gerald and seconded by Andrew Black that those city employees required to work on December 30th will be given a floating holiday day to be used within the calendar year, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Robert Bowman to waive the second formal reading of Ordinance 1758, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 1, Article 2, pertaining to compensation for the City Council and Mayor within the City of Norton, Kansas, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Andrew Black to adopt Resolution 25-2022, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Resolution 26-2022, which is a resolution making a determination that there will be no automatic escalator for waste collection charges for the year beginning January 1, 2023, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Resolution 27-2022, which is a resolution making a determination that there will be no automatic escalator for sewer service charges for the year beginning January 1, 2023, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Dennis Gohausen and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Resolution 28-2022, which is a resolution making a determination that there will be no automatic escalator for water service rate charges for the year beginning January 1, 2023, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gohausen and seconded by Ron Briery to transfer $101,900.89 from the Special Pool Sales Tax Fund to the General Fund to cover the deficit for the 2022 pool season. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dean Little to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 24 as a whole, and the motion carried. And finally, a motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to recess the council meeting and to reconvene on Thursday, December 29th at 12 p.m. to conduct year-end business. The vote was taken and the motion carried, and the council then recessed at 5:48 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny and cold with a high near 10 and a wind chill value as low as minus 26, and it will be blustery with a northwest wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around minus 9 and a wind chill value as low as minus 17 with a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 23 with wind chill values as low as minus 15. On Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around minus 4. On Sunday, Christmas Day, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 44. And on Sunday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 18. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 41. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. And on Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 50. Currently with fair skies, current temperature is minus 3. The humidity is 53%. The wind speed is west at 13 with gusts to 23 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.55. The dew point is minus 16 degrees, and the current wind chill is minus 22 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Here are helpful tips for holiday shopping to help beat the crowds and get the best deals. Start early and make it one-stop shopping at JCPenney. Check off everything on your holiday wish list, all while racking up the savings at JCPenney. Kids' toys, festive apparel, appliances, and home theater items. It's all here at JCPenney. Just another way to gift for all for less. This shopping message is sponsored by JCPenney. JCPenney promises to help you unlock the holiday season with more gifts for less.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Don't skip Christmas. Skip your loan payment. United Northwest Federal Credit Union understands that times are tough, which is why we are offering a holiday skip-a-pay opportunity. For only $40, you can skip your December loan payment and have a little extra money in your pocket. Exclusions may apply. For more information or to apply, stop in or call us at 785-877-5191. UNWFCU is an equal housing lender and NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs have a Christmas Eve afternoon matchup against the Seattle Seahawks coming up on Saturday, and one of their big parts defensively will be dealing with star wide receiver DK Metcalf for the Seahawks, and defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo met with the media, and he discussed defending a talented player such as Metcalf, and what he sees at him physically as such a good young receiver in this football league, and then more importantly, what are the plans for his defense with his secondary to try and cover the talented receiver coming up on Saturday afternoon.
What's stud, right? Reminded me of T.O. when I had T.O. in Philadelphia. But yeah, he's big, he's strong, he plays a powerful game. You know, he'll out-muscle guys. Talked about it all week long. We got to find ways to maybe get two on him. He's a go-to guy. And even I watch teams that double him at times, and sometimes that doesn't make a difference because he's just so physically bigger and stronger than the guy he's going against. But we got to limit those kind of plays.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
As we celebrate Christmas, you may wonder if Jesus Christ can make a difference in your life. You bet he can.
Franklin Graham.
That's why he came, to save us from our sins. He came to earth as a babe, took our sins to the cross 33 years later. He died on the cross and God raised him to life. He's not dead, he's alive. If you've never put your faith and trust in him, you can do that right now. Just pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I've made a wreck of my life. I'm sorry for my sins and I ask you to forgive me. I believe that Jesus Christ is your son. I want to trust him as my savior and follow him as my Lord from this day forward. Amen.
If you prayed that prayer, please call us at the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, 855-255-PRAY. That's 855-255-7729, 855-255-7729.
God bless you, and Merry...
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank, with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Experts in ag lending, member FDIC.
Remember when you were younger with a vision of your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. Even though the snow has ended, we still have some of that blowing around, especially on rural roads and side streets. A lot of slick spots here and there. So that's going to be an issue this morning. Wind chill warnings in effect pretty much anywhere. That's going to continue through today. It's not going to be as windy later on tonight. And then looking ahead to Christmas night, another disturbance coming in with a chance of freezing, drizzle, and light snow. For northwestern Kansas, sunny today with a high 11 degrees, the wind chill at 30 below zero. In north central Kansas, a sunny, cold day with a high around 13. Tonight's low 2 below. In northeastern Kansas, sunny with a high 9 above. In southwestern Kansas, mostly sunny today. Our high temperature will be around 20 degrees. Tonight's low 2 above. In south central Kansas, our high 16. Clear tonight. Our low should be between 0 and 5 above. And then for southeastern Kansas, a wind chill warning remains in effect. Sunny with a high between 10 and 15. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, we did finally start to see some trade take place in the feedlots, Southern Plains feedlots at 155. That was steady with last week, 158 in Nebraska, 249 on dressed. Volume still not large, so there is a possibility we could still see more sales today, even if we do get 156, but that may not end up being in the cards. We do have a higher overnight trend, but things have been awfully slow here this week as far as the overnight markets are concerned. We see wheat futures are up 5 cents, old crop corn up 4, new crop up about 1.5, old crop soybeans up 6, new crop up about 3 overall. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Valley Vet, the farm. Cattlemen, now is a good time.